Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with our discussion of forthcoming events upon the world as prophesied by the Great Mother of God. And of course, these prophecies have come our way through her servant, Veronica of the Cross. From 1970 on, Veronica was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their message to the world. For 25 years, the Virgin Mary would appear to Veronica and deliver a number of earth-shaking prophecies that are about to unfold in our time. According to the message, society is on the eve of the greatest cataclysm to have occurred from the beginning of time. God the Father is making ready to intervene upon the world with a great celestial warning in which every person on earth will hear the voice of his Creator speaking from within. This event will be seen and experienced everywhere by all peoples and will be universally acknowledged as having come from God. In the words of Our Lady, I quote, "Man will feel that the very powers of the elements have shaken the very foundations of his being. So great will be the impact of this warning from the Father, but none shall doubt that it had come from the Father." And that's Our Lady speaking, September 28, 1974. As to the timing of the warning, Jesus gives us one clue where he says, "When you see, when you hear, when you feel the revolution in Rome, when you see the Holy Father fleeing, seeking a refuge in another land, know that the time is ripe." And that's Our Lord speaking, September 14, 1976. And of course, we know the revolution in Rome will coincide with the general outbreak of revolution in Europe and other parts of the world. It will build for some time, and then God will intervene with the warning to sort of douse the fire and call a truce, as it were, so that man could have that one final chance to reflect on what he is doing before the great and final chastisement. Because according to the message, the sin and the fighting will resume after the warning, and will accelerate until that time when we will eventually see nations disappear from the earth in seconds. As Our Lady said, it will be a third world war and the explosion of nuclear warfare over the world. According to the message, this is already in the brewing stages, and all because mankind in these last days has turned his back on the Creator and has given himself to various sins and abominations so that the truth is no longer before his eyes. Man today is pacifying and corrupting his human nature with science and materialism and all the corrosive elements of the world that bore into the human spirit and destroy the very nature of man. According to Our Lady, this quest for luxury and materialism is what is paving our way to enslavement, because the time is coming soon when your money isn't going to be worth anything. As Our Lady said, there is coming a great monetary disaster upon the world, and the only way that you're going to be able to save your money and your goods and your prosperity is to accept the mark of Antichrist. You see, they're going to blackmail you. The old devil is going to intervene at that time and introduce the microchip to be placed in your hand or on your forehead, and without this mark, you're not going to be able to participate in any kind of banking or commerce. St. John in his Apocalypse speaks of this coming time, where it says, quote, "And he shall make all, both little and great, rich and poor, freemen and bondmen, to have a character in their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, but he that has the character, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. For it is the number of a man, and the number of him is 666. And that is from the book of Apocalypse, chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. According to Our Lady, this Antichrist is present and active in the world, and he is working with his agents to bring about this international money collapse. Among the agents that he works with are the members of the KGB, who, according to Our Lady, are holding some of the highest positions in our government. In her message of September 7, 1985, she indicated that they were working from within to bring about this money collapse. Their plan, of course, is to catch everybody off guard and to put us at a disadvantage so that we will capitulate to their plan. As Our Lady tells Veronica, quote, "You see, my child, the enemy is very cagey. He has it all planned, that man shall capitulate to save his body, to save his material goods, to save his money, as money has become the god for many." If you can imagine a day in the future when there's been an all-out crash of the stock market, people are fighting in the streets, pounding on the doors of the banks trying to get their money out, which is no longer worth anything, and then comes along this black knight in shining armor to provide the world with a way out from their crisis. Now this guy is going to be slick, and he's going to tell you how to save your home and your goods, and how you can convert your old money into new money that's going to work again. And all you have to do is conform to the system and accept his mark of 666. According to Our Lady, this Antichrist is ready to emerge upon the world scene, and he'll be hailed as the savior of the world. They'll call him the Prince of Peace. They'll give him the Nobel Peace Prize, if they haven't already. As Our Lady said, many will sell their souls to him to get to the head. From the message, we gather that he is of a major rank in the world today. So our present mode of extravagance and materialism is what is paving the way for this Antichrist to step in and abuse society with this kind of blackmail. This is apparently what Our Lady meant on November 25, 1978, when she said, "O my children, if I could only enumerate more closely, concisely to you, the takeover of your country and many nations, you would understand how foolish it was to seek materialism and money and power, for you did not understand that many of you were being bought by Lucifer." For those who might be having secret thoughts of accepting this mark, let them consider the warning of Holy Scripture, where it says, "If any man shall adore the beast in his image, and receive his character in his forehead or in his hand, he also shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, and shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the sight of the holy angels, and the smoke of their torments shall ascend up for ever and ever." That's eternal damnation. Apocalypse chapter 14. Our Lady echoed this very point in her message of June 13, 1981, where she said, "There will be much suffering. No class shall be excluded. Those who do not suffer shall be damned to hell, for they have sold their souls to get to the head." That is to say, those who accept the mark in order to avoid suffering, or to keep their prosperity, shall be damned to the eternal fires. And it's sad to think how many people will capitulate to this plan, like sheep to the slaughter, just to keep their so-called peace and prosperity. Man will be branded and herded like cattle under one roof. As Our Lady says, it will be a coming one-world government, and there isn't a person on this earth who will be exempt from this trial. As she said, no class shall be excluded. Every person on earth will be asked to line up and get their new ID mark, without which you don't ride a bus, you don't drive a car, you don't go to the store. That's going to be your ticket to ride in society. Do not say, "This shall not happen to me, God is with me," because it will happen to you. And it doesn't matter who you are, what you believe, or what you profess. It's what you do that's going to justify your soul before God, or rather, what you don't do. If you say, "I have faith," well, then you have to prove it. Because if you accept that mark, you are showing that you have faith in the devil. So you have to reject the mark and show that you don't need his favors and financial benefits, but that you're going to learn to depend only on God. And that brings us to our next point, and that is that those who put their trust in God and listen to the message from heaven will have nothing to worry about. Our Lady today has come to prepare the world and give us that direction for the days ahead. And she has been very specific in her directives to us. As she says, those who listen to her counsel will be protected and cared for in the coming days and will be saved. There will be no need to be dependent on the system if we could learn now to depend on God. In the meantime, those that have money would do well to invest it, but not in the stock market, but in things that will have bartering value, like canned food, wine, oil, clothing, provisions, flashlights, medical supplies, maybe even things like whole grain. You know, before there was a famine in Egypt, Joseph spent 7 years storing up on grain and corn, so that when the famine finally hit, everybody came to him for their provisions. Our Lady said that we will soon be reduced to bartering for our food. So it's good to stock up now. You are listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, which is the one radio program designed to bring to you this urgent message of Jesus and Mary, as given in our time through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. Now, we mentioned before that prior to the Great Warning, we would see a period of revolution and civil unrest. We would do well to consider a prophecy given by Our Lady on October 6, 1980, when she told Veronica, quote, "Your country, the United States, my child, shall have great trial, the winter and the wars. There shall be internal strife in your government, and your streets will become running with blood." Our Lady in her message did say that the U.S. would soon be divided inland by disaster. As she tells Veronica, I quote, "That carnage, my child, that you view, shall extend not only from the cities into the country, but from coast to coast in all of North America and the world." And of course, that is the conclusion of the October 6, 1980 prophecy just cited above, where Our Lady spoke about internal strife in our government. Our Lady in her message has often said, "Oh, my children, if I could show you but a glimpse of what lies ahead, you would grovel in the dust. You would crawl on your knees in desperation, seeking to escape, but nowhere shall you escape or be safe but under my protective mantle." And this is a major theme of the Bayside message, that we have to have confidence in Our Lady and our Lord, and to take seriously this message from heaven that they bring us today. In His mercy, God is extending this message to the entire world, hoping to avert a disaster if we listen. This seems to be part of our American mentality that this is America and God is good and this will never happen. But it will happen. Our lives of luxury and materialism are offending God. And this leads to all the immodesty and all the impurity of the flesh. Our Lady often says that we pamper ourselves. We pamper our human natures. And this is serving to corrupt our human nature and to make us forget God. According to the message from heaven, society today has turned its back on the Eternal Father. And this thinking is even prevalent today within the Catholic Church. Since Vatican Council II, many of our religious leaders today have turned their back on the counselors that went before them, like Pius XII, Pius IX, Pius X, Leo XIII. These great popes had warned of the approach of modernism that would come upon the Catholic Church. And sure enough, it's come to pass. We have dissented from the teachings and the practice of our forefathers. 2,000 years of Catholic tradition has virtually been dumped for a new religion. And this is what they call their so-called renewal since Vatican II. And Almighty God now is making ready to punish the world unless we can go down upon our knees now and make sincere amends, say the rosary, do penance, give up our bad habits, keep it simple, and do not seek materialism. To be truly Christian, you are supposed to give what you have to the poor. Read the Bible. Let us reflect here on the gospel verse about the rich young man. He asked Jesus, "Master, what must I do to be saved?" And Jesus answered, "You know the commandments, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, honor thy mother and father," so on and so forth. "Master, I've done all these things from my youth." "Ah, yes," he says, "but there's still one thing lacking." He said, "If you will be perfect, go sell all you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me." And this really is the gospel of Jesus Christ in a nutshell, that if we truly want to be Christian, we have to be willing to part with all things, without exception, even our very life, if it comes down to it. And value nothing. See everything as dust and worms. Value only God. And then and only then will you qualify to have treasure in the next life. We're not saying that it's a sin to own a car or a house or to own a few nice things. That's not the point. But the time may come in the future when you will be asked to give up these things. Because to hold on to these things at that time will mean denying Christ. And that's when your real test of faith is going to come to the surface. That's when people are going to show their true colors. So the thing that is going to make you approach the coming days with success is to place God always first above all persons, places, and things, and to not value materialism. Don't place any value on it whatsoever. Don't let it mean anything to you. So when the time comes that you may have to part with it, you're not going to be disturbed of spirit where you despair and lose your faith and your soul. The only real chance of keeping our goods later on is going to come from God. He just may bless us with that if we use our money and our goods wisely now. Our Lady's earnest wish, as always, is that we relish the true gold and set our values straight and become followers of her Son. Christ's first recorded sermon to the world were the 8 Beatitudes. But the first of these Beatitudes was, "Blessed are the poor of spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Boy, does that ever show what Jesus Christ values first and foremost. He wants us to be spiritually poor. He doesn't want us to value anything, nothing, but those things that are eternal. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He doesn't say will be the kingdom of heaven. He says is. It's almost like he's saying they already got one foot in heaven. That carries a very profound lesson for our materialistic society today. That first beatitude in the Bible is the first piece of counsel that Jesus Christ gave to the world. So I think that's a very healthy meditation. We should strive to live by it. This is St. Michael's World Apostolate, which is the one radio program designed to bring to you the urgent message of Jesus and Mary to the late visionary, Veronica of the Cross. If you'd like to receive more information, you can write to us. Send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can call toll-free 1-800-345-MARY. If you have any questions or you'd like to speak to us in person, you can call us at area 718-359-3908. Our website, www.smwa.org. There is no cost to receive the information, but again, we do remind you that your financial assistance is necessary to keep this program on the air. So if you'd like to see this program continue each week over the station, then send along your gift offerings today made payable to St. Michael's World Apostolate. And again, we do remind you that your donation is tax deductible. We are going to listen now to a recorded segment of Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on June 6, 1987. Again, these visitations took place at Rosary Vigils at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadows Park, New York. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being taped. Now, what you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is the Blessed Virgin speaking through her.
My child and my children, how happy and joyful I am this day for the many rosaries that have ascended to heaven from among you. For peace, my child, there is much asked for peace upon earth. I must tell you this, there will be no peace, my children, until what has happened in the past with my visit to Fatima is consummated. Now this has to be done, my children. I repeat this anew as I have repeated it, as I have gone hinder and yon across the earth to try to enlighten my children as to the road to true peace. You must now cast aside, abrogate the union of Rome with Russia. For Russia must be consecrated to my Immaculate Heart for a true peace. My child, Veronica, your road has not been easy. You will have much more suffering, my child. But know that your seclusion and your suffering has been for a great reason. I asked you in the past, and you said, yes, my child. Will you continue to do what I have asked of you? Yes, dear mother, I will. My child, do you wish to repeat what we have between us of your mission? If it will save souls, I will. Well then, my child, repeat what I have asked of you. I must accept my sufferings and offer it for the priesthood. There are not many prayers rising to heaven for the priesthood, for many believe that the priesthood has a special passport to heaven. My child, I have to tell you in all truth that there are many priests who have gone to hell because too few prayed for them and they did not accept the road to penance, dedication, and truth. I know, my child, this comes as great shock to you, but you must understand that we did caution the world and the pastors to mend their ways now, for even many mitres have fallen into hell. Do not be shocked, my child. I know this puts great strain on your weakened heart, but you must make it known to the world that many must offer themselves in compensation, we will say, for those who have not received the grace to enter even into purgatory. Perhaps at the end of time, my children, when the world meets with the great chastisement and the gates of hell then are opened for all to see, and the gates of purgatory open for all to come out, then you will understand what has happened in the past and what is coming in the future as you ponder my words tonight. My child, I want you now, for it is greatly urgent for your country that you take 3 photographs, but they must remain a great secret that will be given to the Pope in due time. Not one word must be uttered when these pictures are given, my child, for they will give you the role of mankind. Oh, Mother, I see the fires. I see the fires. I'm choked by the smoke. It's terrible. Save us. Don't have this come upon us, dear Mother, please. It's terrible. My child, the road to peace has been given to the world. You must write and implore your Holy Father in Rome to make known the full message of Fatima. There is no time to be wasted. Your country, my child, is in great distress, though your medias have camouflaged this from you. Your country will meet with a greater distress and loss of life in the Gulf, the Persian Gulf. No, my child, you cannot accept as full knowledge all that the media imparts to you, for they too are under control. Jesus directed his pink lights onto me, for I would surely have perished from the sight of seeing the great destruction that is ahead for mankind. It would have taken my very heart from out of my chest. The fright was so bad.
You are listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and we've been listening to a recorded segment of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from the Virgin Mary on June 6, 1987. Indeed, difficult days are coming for mankind if we do not listen to what she's saying to us today. She tells us in her message that the children of God have already been marked with the sign of the cross or the mark of the beast, but this is a spiritual mark she speaks of, to say that man today is either following the image of sin or the image of truth. He's marked with one or the other. That's like the primer before the paint. It's still reversible at this point. But once they come in with the actual mark, that's going to seal everything in place. That's like the final coating. And as stated before, each and every person on earth will be given his chance to accept or reject this mark of Antichrist. There's no such thing as, I won't be presented with it. As it's said in the Bible, he shall make all, both little and great, rich and poor, freemen or bondmen, to have this mark, without which they cannot buy or sell. And then it goes on to say, here is the patience of the saints, who keep the commandments of God. Apocalypse 14:12. That is to say, the saints do not yield to their impatience or worry under trial, but simply give up all and reject the system with its mark and wait patiently for their Lord. And that carries a very profound lesson for us today, because the saints are the elect of God. They are his chosen ones, his firstborn. They are the true witnesses of Jesus Christ in the world. And if they're going to get presented with this mark, who isn't? If they're not going to be exempt from this sinister proposal, who will be? Their exemption consists in their resolution, through the grace of God, to reject the mark of Antichrist and remain faithful and true to Christ. As Jesus said, only he who perseveres to the end will be saved. Our Lady has said that it will not be easy to remain on the narrow road, but will require sacrifice and dedication and placing God first above all things. If today's clergy deride Our Lady's message, it's because many of them are no longer dedicated in their vocation, but have become worldly, seeking the comfort and friendship of this world. And now the message threatens to take this away from them. So for wicked reasons, they reject the message from heaven, just like the scribes and the high priest 2,000 years ago who rejected Jesus Christ. Our Lady says, not to accept any modern counsel coming from the modern priests of the church at this time, because they are not in the light. You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and again, we invite you to write for the free information. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That toll-free line again, 1-800-345-MARY. And when you write, you might ask for our full-color leaflet on the coming warning. That's the full-color leaflet entitled Heaven Speaks Today, issue number 17 on the coming morning. That mailing address again for all the information, St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. That website again, www.smwa.org. And may Our Lady bless you in the days ahead.